Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know most of you are done with Survivor. We're not going to spend a ton of time on it because we're not talking to a lot of people. I have a couple of slots open. I know some others that do. Paul, unfortunately, was knocked out with his last spot with Philadelphia on Friday. I'll say this about Survivor. Like, even if I lose all my spots, I find it very fascinating how gamblers operate. And when you have $18 million on the line, like what happens in Circa, I'll be tracking that to the end, even if I'm out in all mine. We're down to 45 spots in that one. And Sam, it's a to Tampa or not to Tampa week. That's the conversation. And we could talk about that game in general, whether or not you see an upset. But that's what's going on. And we're heading in the final stretch of the regular season. And I think most people, they're going to have them available. In Circa, 84% have them available. In the pools that I'm in, almost everybody has them available. Do you want to go with everybody else, or do you want to try and scoop this damn thing? And after what we saw with the carnage and Thanksgiving, I don't know. You got to make winning moves. And going with a lot of other people on Tampa Bay is not a winning move as far as I'm concerned. Pool Genius, they're projecting at Circa 44% will be on Tampa. Second most of their projection, Cleveland, 12%. And in their standard pools, they said it's going to be over 50%. Tampa Bay, they have it at 51%. And Cleveland as the second most popular play, which I could not, if I got this far, I couldn't do Browns. Like, you might have to. Some of these revivals I'm in, now we're getting to double pick weeks. Mine that I run at Splash, the reload one, now we're in a double pick week, and they're double picks the rest of the way since it started late. But, I'm not interested in backing Shador with my Survivor life. But I also would avoid Tampa Bay. Would you avoid Tampa Bay knowing that it will be by far the most popular pick?
I'd be shipping Packers, honestly. We hinted at it on Tuesday. We did our early preview. What's the projected inventory on Green Bay? You gave the numbers on Tampa and who was the other team? You said Cleveland.
Cleveland.
What's the projected
second
Green Bay number?
They didn't crack the top five.
Come on. They're going to kill the Bears. We all know it.
They put in their standard pools, they go Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Denver at 7% only, Seattle 6%, Buffalo 5%, because most people don't have those teams available, and they don't have Green Bay. So that means Green Bay is sub 5%, right? So like 2-3% in a lot of pools, the ones that have started since week one. So yeah, if you have Green Bay available, let me look at mine real quick to see what I have. So I'm, for context, it's a high stakes revival for $500,000, 159 entries left. I do have Green Bay. I do not have Denver, do not have Seattle. I have Tampa Bay, who I don't want to use. I could go Rams. I could go Packers. I could also go Buffalo.
You could also go Philly. Is this double pick for you?
Not in that one, that big money one, no. In mine, yes. It's a double pick. And I'm still not
going to. I would love, if I was still alive in Survivor, which I'm long dead, and I had to go double pick, I would pray to the Survivor gods to have Philly and Green Bay. Bang, bang.
I have Green Bay in both of my double picks, and I have Philly in both. You know what? Just for you, I'm going to take one. One's going to be Green Bay, Philly, just for you.
Perfect. I've already loaded up on Philly to win and Georgia to win college football. I've got in Georgia. Eagles, dogs, moneyline parlay. Yeah, I'm invested, to say the least.
Dude, what has happened to that Bama offense? When we were talking about that offense in the middle of the year, it was like they are elite of the elite. There's no stopping them, and then things have certainly taken a turn. So Kirby's history, not scaring you off against that team?
No.
Against Bama?
Nope. I like Kirby more than DeBoer in this spot for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, numbers 2.5. That has not budged all week, right?
No. No, you're going to get Bama money for sure. You're going to get the 2.5 support. I don't think we get to 3. Obviously, you could, but I think that Bama money is going to kind of hold tight. But that's a cheap 2.5. And again, you do Georgia and the Eagles to win, plus 185.
Okay. Is that your favorite college play this weekend of the conference championship games?
No, I'm probably going to end up laying 23 with James Madison. I'm not a big, 23 guy. I don't love laying 21 or higher normally, but talk to a couple guys who say the number is too cheap and James Madison is going to roll. I had one guy tell me 42-10. Okay. Said Troy stinks. And Casale brought this up the other day. Troy is not the second best team in the Sun Belt because the Sun Belt still does divisions. So you don't get JMU Old Dominion. You get JMU Troy. So, you could look up. Like, here's the thing. There will be people that will take Troy, obviously. Oh, that's a big number. James Madison's coach is leaving, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to take 23. And at some point in the game, it's going to be 21-0. And you're going to be like, oh, I made a mistake. this is no longer a good bet.
This is something I've never looked at, and I didn't really think about it until now. But we have a number of situations like this. Do you happen to know, and maybe it's an obvious answer, do you happen to know what referees are used in these conference championship games? Is it ones that have been working that conference all year? I ask you this because I'm thinking about the ACC, and they desperately need Virginia to win. And then here, they desperately need James Madison to win because there's a good chance that they would get in. It's the conference refs, right? They're doing this?
I'm pretty sure. No?
Okay. I'm going to keep an eye on that.
Virginia purposes?
Yes, for whatever the conferences desperately need for millions of dollars. Yes. Just saying.
Okay, so you're laying 3.5 or you're building moneyline parlays with the Hoos?
That's just popping into my head now. I mean, that Virginia, I don't see Duke winning. I don't. A moneyline parlay, yeah, James Madison, that doesn't even matter with that number. But spots where these conferences desperately need, if that's the case, I never even looked at it, where it's the referees that work in the conference that are there all the time. It wouldn't surprise me if there's a little bit of home cooking there or something to that effect. But yeah, I mean, look, we talked about Texas Tech earlier. Listener viewer Greg Nowalski, he checks in on X, Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Good to hear you guys like Texas Tech for the Natty. I got a 60-1 on them September 21st at BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
16. That's because they were not very sexy early in the season. And then they started to kind of kick it into full gear early October, mid-October, and you're like, oh, they're good. I think given the price range, to put Ohio State at plus 180 and Indiana at 4-1 and Tech at 12-1, I just don't think that's mathematically correct. Now, Tech could lose the first game. They get a bye. They might get Oregon, right? Not a lock to win that one. But of the teams and the prices available, like I'm not betting Ohio State. I was texting with Alex White yesterday. She's like, I love Ohio State. Like, okay, I get it. Power rating wise, they're very good. Defensively, awesome. Plus 180? Nah, not going to happen.
I think they're both motivated for this game. You know, part of it is how much longer are we going to do this? We're just going to keep doing this? Like, the game doesn't matter much for Indiana, Ohio State. I guess to the players that won a Big Ten championship, all that. What's more important is what's next. So I wonder how much longer we end up going with this. Like Georgia, Bama, yeah, it matters, and they don't like each other, all that stuff, but doesn't really. The big picture is what matters. BYU, yeah, that's massive. Their playoff lives are on the line. Virginia, massive. Playoff lives on the line. But a lot of these spots, it just doesn't really make a ton of sense. We'll break down more of that coming up in about 25 minutes, going over our favorite college football plays for this weekend. I did see our guy, man, GRP. You mentioned last week he just makes you laugh. I ran into one of his videos. I just played it, and I just found myself laughing out loud. And you know he was probably listening to our show earlier in the day. We're one of the shows like on his daily routine. Well, if we mention it, we always hear, oh, I was in the car coming back from the casino, checking you out. And he tweeted a video, not a college football guy, noted. He's like written notes to himself to never bet on college football again. And he's like, oh, I'm just so – this Notre Dame-Miami stuff, I'm so sick of it. I thought he was going to go off about people – talking about it nonstop. Like we talked a lot about it yesterday. It was the number one story in sports during our show. And no, but he's got his take. He's putting his take out there. Well, look at it. These teams are dead even. They're dead even. It's just the way it is. The committee needs to come out and they get the cameras together, make the big announcement. These teams are even. And then they pick a team out of a hat. It's his big salute.
So if you're picking out of a hat, I'm guessing he's going to bet Miami at a plus price to make the playoff.
Should not bet Notre Dame. Yeah, if they're dead even, resumes are even. Yeah, you've got to. Not me. I know not you. Joe O, Sammy P, Shane Irving on the other side. We'll talk Cowboys here on Bet Sweat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.